They're saying that Trump was around here in front of these three red buildings, giving his speech. There's a sniper on the roof over here looking directly ahead. They say that some deranged person climbs up on this roof with a gun.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened.
What the fuck? We hear that people are yelling at Secret Service and at the snipers that there's a gunman on the roof. There's a gunman on the roof. And this is the closest roof to the stage.
And you know, that's a little bit...
He's going down!
On the roof,
you
know,
stay under here.
Presumably, they disarmed all these Republicans at the Trump rally. So as far as security goes, the top threat would be the roofs just off the property. But yet they're saying that somebody climbed up on the roof with a rifle, being spotted by a bunch of people in the crowd, yet the sniper on this roof looking right at it let them fire off shots, or somehow missed the threat. And what's really tempting here, and a lot of Republicans are going to do this for the political expediency, is they're going to say, oh, the Secret Service let this happen. Or the Secret Service were in league with the gunmen. But Trump was totally innocent and he was supposed to get killed and the Secret Service was trying to let Trump get killed. So that's one theory that people are going to land on. That's not my theory. I think Trump and the deep state establishment were as much in on this as anybody. And I don't think Trump was shot in the ear. So I think that means that they had fake blood ready to go. And if that's the case, this whole thing blows wide open.
Someone who was here, you weren't inside the event,
nope.
But you were just outside. Tell us what you saw.
So we had a party here all day. You can see behind us the Brinkles Farming Greenhouse here. We had a party. And we all decided, hey, you know, when we hear Trump up there, we're going to walk up through the field, stand by the trees up there under the shade, yeah. and listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, and, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots rang out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
there.
You
saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
him? Binoculars.
Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, just be careful because we don't quite know who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him afterwards or?
They crawled up on the roof. They had their guns pointed at him, make sure he was dead. He was dead. And that was it. It was over.
That's incredibly shocking.
The guy was on the roof right there. You can see the white roof right there.
Did you get a look at him? Could you?
No, other than he was in muted colors, tan type clothing. We saw the rifle flinging around as he was trying to crawl. I mean, we saw the rifle, 100%.
Do you know about guns? Do you know what kind of weapon it was?
Oh, I absolutely know about guns, for sure. It was a rifle of some sort. I wouldn't know, I wasn't close enough to read the label on it.
But it was a
rifle of some sort. Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you process what you've just seen?
I don't know what to say, man. All I'll tell you is, if I walked up close to there with anything that Secret Service considered a problem, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you right now. But I don't know why a guy who we're standing there pointing out to police and Secret Service is crawling up the roof.
So we have some diagrams that we can look at here. How perfect is this for his right ear being shot? The gunman to Trump's right. Trump directs everybody's attention over to the right. He's looking to the right. He says, look at this chart. This illegal immigration chart. And he's looking to his right. By the way, there are snipers up on this roof right here behind him. And he's looking over here, and then this gunman on the roof, they're saying, shoots at Trump, and it grazes his right ear. Here's another picture of the red building with the white roof that you can see in the background behind the stage with the snipers on top. And this is where they're saying that the shooter was. And there is video of a person laying lifeless on the top of the roof. Everyone's saying that they were shot. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody was killed on the top of that roof. I wouldn't be surprised if there are people in the audience who were shot and killed or seriously were injured. But what surprises me, and I just cannot accept, is their claim that Trump was shot in the ear. It's too perfect. It's too perfect. And so if Trump was not shot in the ear and they had makeup ready to go, fake blood ready to go, and this was all choreographed to some extent, what does that mean? I don't know about you, but I think that tells us a lot. Personally, I think that this was staged. I don't buy that Trump would have gotten hit in such a minor way. If this was real, I would imagine that the shooter would miss or that the shooter would hit him in the head. I don't think it's plausible at all that you'd have such a photogenic moment with blood dripping all over his face and his fist up in the air. It's just too perfect for the world stage theatrics. There are a couple of interesting things around this apparent shooting. For instance, there's this sign to Trump's right talking about immigration into the United States. And he says, look at this sign. And everyone turns and looks at the sign. And he's looking to his right, obstructing his right ear from all the cameras. And then he's talking, and then you hear some shots go off. And we have some different angles. This is kind of the prevailing, quote-unquote, truth or orthodoxy at this point, is they're circulating witness testimony, which I'll show in a second, and video from the incident, allegedly, of Secret Service and the police being informed that there's a shooter on the roof over there. And people are yelling, he's got a gun, he's got a gun, he's on the roof. And then you hear the shots ring out. To me, it's very reminiscent of 9/11. I've looked at so much footage of 9/11, and it took me a while to realize how peculiar it is, the way that these buildings were hit. We have the French brothers who were doing some documentary with New York Fire Department and just happened to be on the street looking at some gas leak. And then overhead, this plane flies by and they pan and watch the plane go right into the North Tower. And that's the only video we have of the North Tower getting hit. And then all the cameras are on this big hole in the North Tower. And then the South Tower gets hit from the opposite side. And with the exception of a few videos showing the plane fusing into the side of the South Tower without any resistance, without any crumpling up, most of the shots were from this view of the North Tower, which had been hit. And then we just see this big fireball. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, wow, I think this was storyboarded out to minimize the amount of CGI they would have to do to make it look like a plane hit the South Tower. My point is, it was like a magic trick, a huge magic trick on the world stage. And it came down to angles and line of sight, as stage magic often does. So when I'm looking at this footage and the situation with Trump today, I'm thinking about the angles here. He's looking to his right. He's pointing to the right. There's a big sign to his right. His right ear is obstructed from all the camera angles. Then you hear some shots go off. He clutches his ear and he falls to the ground.
We see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Then all of the Secret Service agents and or makeup artists rush in. And then you see him stand up with a bloody ear, blood dripping all over his face.
Let me get my shoes, sir.
And he puts his fist up in the air and says, fight, fight, fight.
Watch out.
And note, there's no blood on his right hand that can be seen. He makes the mistake of opening his hand a couple of times and not just doing the fist in the air. And when you see his palm, there's no blood, even though he had put his hand up against his right ear to indicate that he had been hit visually before he falls to the ground. And they get shuffled off to the hospital, they say. What are the odds that he's looking to the right, that his right ear gets hit, that it's so minor that it doesn't actually cause any serious damage, but he does get hit? The shooter does not miss Trump. Now, whenever you have stage magic, if it's done right, most of the time you will not be presented with enough evidence to be able to debunk the magician's claims. That's the whole point. That's why that trick was selected. It was designed so you would not have enough evidence. You would not have the line of sight to be able to tell how it was done. But if I had to guess, I would imagine that the time he spent on the ground surrounded with all these Secret Service agents was the time that his ear was made to look all bloody. The perfect image to catapult his popularity. So let's logically play this out. If they applied fake blood to Trump's ear, what does that tell us about the rest of this event? Well, that means that this shooter is not what he seems. It would mean that somehow or another, the shooter, the Secret Service, and Trump were working in tandem. And this was choreographed. Now, they're saying that an attendant of the rally was killed, and two more were critically injured. I'm not ruling that out. I'm not saying that they're faking their injuries. It's not outside the realm of possibility that this could be added to increase the perception of it being real. But it's also possible that people were just shot. I much more believe that the people in the audience were shot than that Trump's ear was shot. His right ear as he's looking to the right. I just find it very peculiar, and I can't bring myself to think that Trump actually was shot in the ear here. I find that so unbelievable. His right ear, which was obstructed from view when it happened. Now, they say that the shooter was off to the right. So the angles are plausible as far as if you look at the diagram of where the building of the so-called shooter was relative to the stage. But for example, when Trump turned to his right and he starts talking about this huge chart that he has up on the right of the stage, that could have been a cue. That could have been the cue. This whole thing could have been choreographed to have Trump look to the right and then have the side of his right ear grazed with a bullet, seemingly. This is such a huge profile public stage incident that it must be evaluated critically. If this was Joe Biden and they said that a right-wing fanatic had shot the right side of his ear, all the same people who were saying that, no, this is real, Trump really did get shot, we need to rally behind Trump, would be calling it a psyop, a false flag. So I think that that is the Achilles heel of this possible psyop. That they're saying his ear was actually struck with a bullet and he's bleeding all over the place. I think that's them jumping the shark as far as the psyop goes. I think that that's them taking it too far. I don't believe it. I studied magic when I was a kid, and I just learned every single thing is deception, deception, deception. And before that, I believed everything I saw. So I know how people believe what they see. And people will probably disagree with me, that's fine. I just cannot believe that Trump had his ear grazed by a bullet this evening. I think it would have either missed him or been a more direct hit. And now, speaking of angles here, the Secret Service is making sure, it seems to me, to make a wall around Trump so that nobody can see what's going on with Trump's ear and or fake blood being applied. The lip of the stage is also blocking the visibility, and these media cameras are probably much higher than the audience themselves. We have this video from some of the front rows in the audience to show you what the audience could see, which is even less. So, if this was stage magic, they certainly blocked off all the lines of sight, which is what you would need to do to ensure that no video gets out, no smoking gun proof of the fake blood being applied. And a lot of people are having their attention drawn to this footage that I'll show in a second of people yelling, there's a shooter! He has a gun! He's on the roof with a gun! And they're saying, oh, the Secret Service should be fired. Elon Musk tweeted out this testimony that was on BBC where a guy was saying, we saw the guy on the roof. He was climbing up on the roof with a gun and we were pointing to Secret Service and we were pointing to the roof and we were pointing to this guy with the gun. And then there's this other video where they're yelling, he has a gun, he's on the roof, he has a gun. And through all of that, we're supposed to believe that this guy hit Trump in the right ear as it was obstructed from all the camera angles. I don't buy it. Another thing that I think is weird is we see him stand up, there's blood on his ear. It's dripping down over his face, but we don't see any more blood once he stands up. It's the same amount of blood once he stands up. If you had a big wound in your ear that had already bled that much to that point, it's dripping out over your face, etc., it would continue to drip more and more blood. That's how open wounds work. It would continue to bleed. I don't see any more blood from the first moment we see the wound, which is a data point that points at the very real possibility of fake blood being used. Also, why weren't they doing any sort of a compression on the wound? It was like they're more interested in getting these photos of the triumphant fist in the air with the blood all over the face than actually doing first aid.
And you know, that's a little bit.
And let's also evaluate this last shot we see before he ducks into the Secret Service mobile. Look at all of this blood that you see on the perimeter of his ear. It looks very paste-like. It looks like they have some blood-colored goo they put on the perimeter of his ear. Why would all the blood be on the top right of his right ear like that? Where exactly are they saying he got hit? And how does this blood pattern make any sense? There's a big blob right above his ear canal, and then there's this blob of goo, colored like blood, on the top right of his ear. To me, this looks like a totally intact ear that's covered with fake blood. All things considered here. So just to be clear, they're saying that Trump had his ear hit off camera, and nobody can see any blood until all these Secret Service agents and or makeup artists gather around him and block off all the visibility to the outside world. Then we can look at a close-up of his ear where the blood pattern makes no sense. Where exactly are they saying he got hit? I can't imagine a way for an ear to get hit that would cause it to bleed like we're seeing Trump's ear bleed. In the short period of time from when the shots rang out and he fell down to the time he gets into his Secret Service mobile. Also, there's a considerable amount of blood that's already shown on his ear. Yet they're not doing any compressions, they're not doing any sort of first aid. They really want the world to see his bloody ear and his fist in the air. Likewise, once he stands up, there's no additional blood to be seen on his ear. I also don't see any blood on his hand, his fingers, or his white shirt as he lifts his hand, which he had held up against his right ear, right after the shot. So he touches his ear as if he had been hit. And then if you look at his hand, which is visible on the camera, there's no blood. Then, once he stands up in the aftermath, he waves at the audience and he holds his hand up in the air. Also, no blood on his hand. Also, I went to this angle that's like right in front of the stage, and it suspiciously cuts off right before Trump opens up his hand and we'd see if there's any blood on the inside. An interesting time to cut the video off. And again, we've been seeing a trend that I find very, very peculiar. Recently, the shooters have been leftists, seemingly. They'll have like a transsexual shooter, or now there's this person who's attempting to assassinate Trump, apparently. And remember, Trump was very much pro-red flag laws. And to me, it seems like they're going after the right wing and trying to get them on board with anti-Second Amendment gun confiscation. And the way they can get them on board is by making them think the transsexuals are out to get you, the leftists are out to get you. Trump's going to get assassinated unless we grab people's guns, unless we have better background checks, unless we do mental health assessments. That's my opinion, but let me know what you think in the comments. Thanks for watching. Have a good rest of your day.